Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Imagine if you went into a dark room one day and hit the light switch, and nothing happened. The light didn't come on. Instead, it remained dark. That's the way I felt when I read about a study that was published in Biological Psychology about people who were what I would have called hypervigilant. These are people who really react when something unusual happens. The study caught my attention immediately because I see a lot of what I would have called hypervigilant people and animals. These animals are anxious, they're afraid that something is going to happen, and so as far as I was concerned, they were always on. And because this anxiety, this fear in the animal precipitated behavioral and or medical problems that concerned the owners, the owners then became hypervigilant too. So while the animal, to me, appeared hypervigilant to all kinds of changes in the environment, the owner became hypervigilant looking for all kinds of changes in the animal. But according to this study, that's not the way it works at all. The researchers took two groups of people. One group of relaxed individuals and one group of more anxious ones. And they showed them pictures of people who appeared increasingly more and more threatening. As expected, the anxious people did react first. But then the researchers took it one step further. They kept track of what was going on in the brains of both groups while they observed the pictures. And that revealed quite a different story. The more relaxed people were actually picking up the signs of threat sooner. On the other hand, the anxious people were missing them. Because of that, when the threshold was reached, they reacted dramatically. In fact, they acted as if they were surprised by the threat, which indeed they were. The activity in their brain made it clear that they'd missed all those early warning signals. On the other hand, the more relaxed people who were picking up those early signals could handle the threat better. And as a result, they didn't respond as quickly or as dramatically. So there I was. What I thought was hypervigilance really wasn't. The individuals that I saw weren't being jumpy because they were actually picking up concrete evidence of impending threats. They were jumpy because they were missing them. They knew that they could be surprised at any instant, and that's what made them anxious. Or to put it another way, they were so worried about what was going to happen in the future that they weren't paying any attention to what was happening in the present. And so because of that, they were constantly surprised. Going back to my light switch analogy, instead of their anxiety turning these people on to what was going on in the environment, it was actually turning them off. When we and our animals are relaxed, instead of having a basic on-off switch like those who are more anxious and fearful, we function more like a dimmer switch or a rheostat, or maybe the compact fluorescent bulbs that I use in my house. When you turn these on, you don't get full light all at once. Over time, the light gets brighter. And the same thing happens when we're relaxed and we look at what's going on around us. We see a lot more. We see a lot of things that fearful people miss. And sometimes the things that we see, we decide, hey, they're not really threats at all. And other times we decide, that's something I need to pay attention to. Maybe I should start thinking about ways that I can keep from getting myself in trouble here. And so there you go. Think about it. Are you and your animals on-off switches? Or are you dimmer switches? Are you rheostats? It makes a difference. Because if you're going to be on, you want to really, really be on. You don't want to convince yourself and your animal that you're really, really on when in fact you're really, really off.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.